Hello, everybody out there in podcast land. This is Andrea Eppolito, and we are celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. I am super excited to be doing this. I find that I am really looking forward to my Mondays and, you know, taking a couple of minutes where we can talk. And I had something else planned today, but over the weekend, we had two pop culture moments that I got super excited about, and I thought that they were really aggressive and they were fantastic, and I wanted to talk about both of them today. The first is Khloe Kardashian's baby shower, which was done obviously by the incomparable Mindy Weiss. Can we talk about this pink explosion of everything? There are so many elements of this baby shower that I think are going to become really huge trends for 2018. First of all, we see the flower walls. The flowers are everywhere. They are on walls, they're on floors. We're seeing a lot of people that are kind of doing flower hallways now, which is just bigger and better. And in my mind, I can like smell all of those roses. It was just extraordinary. And then you kind of open up into this space and just fucking balloons. Like, when did balloons become the sexiest thing ever again? I've been seeing them for like the last 2 or 3 months, but these huge, large scale, gorgeous balloon installations. And I think it's because they're not one size. I think it's the fact that the balloons really kind of add a texture. Some of them are really huge, some of them are small, but they're just draped and going and flowing everywhere in this perfect, like, it's a Pepto pink, but you kind of have to love it because it works. And then in the middle of the room, that kind of freestanding arch of roses. It's not even an arch. It's like a waterfall of long stem roses. If you have not seen the Khloe Kardashian baby shower, then my friends, you are missing out. The entire room was pink. You had the roses, you had the balloons from the ceiling, this amazing fall of flowers, which I just thought was so well executed and so beautifully done. One enormous round table that went around everything. And it's interesting when you go online and you look at it. My first thought was like, okay, how could you see? Like, how did people see across one side of the table to another? A lot of times when I'm designing or I'm putting something together, we'll sit down and couples will say to me, well, I want people to be able to see across the table or to talk across the table. With a long banquet table, when there's only, you know, 3.5, 4 feet across from you, I think you can absolutely achieve that level of intimacy. But when you're at a round table and you're looking at 72 inches from where your mouth is to the other person, nobody's going to carry on a conversation across a table like that. And so as soon as I said it to myself, I thought, well, that's silly. Nobody's going to scream across this table. Who cares if the person on the other side can't hear you? And it just made such a statement. So I'm a huge fan. We did see the neon. Last year, Mindy Weiss predicted that neon was going to be a pretty big thing. And I love the fact that they had Baby Thompson on the wall in Kris Kardashian, Kris Jenner's handwriting. I don't know what she's using these days. I think Kris is just enough. I think everyone knows who I'm talking about. So that was the first thing. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. They rolled in from the baby shower to her boyfriend's birthday party. So they had a Tristan Thompson birthday party and they used balloons again, but they used huge balloons in place of the marquee lights, which I think we've all kind of seen and done and wanted to move past. But this was really sexy. Like, this was super large and it was really modern and very, very fresh. At the end of all of the pictures and all of the video and all of the Snapchats, which I consumed like candy, I had one thought, and that, you know, as a mother of two who's been pregnant for a good amount of time, I just kept thinking, like, Jesus Christ, she has to be tired. Like, she has to be fucking exhausted. God knows how long hair and makeup and the outfit changes took, but this was so beautifully done, so well executed. And I just think that every single Kardashian-Jenner baby that has been born over these last kind of 6 months has had the penultimate of showers. So super exciting. If you have something to celebrate recently or coming up, definitely consider doing balloons. Definitely add falling roses if you can. And I think in 2 years, we're going to look back and neon is going to be kind of tied to 2017, 2018. But I think it's really sexy, and a touch of it, like not a ton, but a touch, is a really nice, fresh way to make a statement. So that was the first thing I wanted to kind of throw out there to you. The second thing that I looked at this morning when I woke up was Meghan Markle. Freaking Meghan Markle. First of all, I love Meghan and Harry together. I know that it's Miss Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I love them together, and their relationship has given, I think, Americans this new claim on the British monarchy. It's interesting because last night I was writing a piece that is set to be published on my blog on the 19th, but I think I actually might move it up. And the whole question was like, do we as Americans have a new claim to stake on the British monarchy? And I think that with Meghan Markle, the answer is yes. For hundreds of years, people have been obsessed with the idea of celebrities. And it makes sense. They're beautiful people who are living extraordinary lives. There's so much glamour, there's so much money, there's so much opulence. And there is this true fairy tale that I think, as Americans without a monarchy, we've kind of tried to find families and people and relationships that we kind of put that on, whether it's Camelot, Brangelina, presidents who've come and gone. What's so special about the monarchy is that they have hundreds of years of histories. They're not here today and gone the next. There is such a clear and amazing evolution and a consistency of one family with different threads of drama, different people kind of coming in and out. And here you have Meghan Markle, and let's be honest, she is the girl least likely. She's American. She's divorced. She's biracial. I believe that she has a Jewish thread running through her family. She's an actress and not like an Academy Award winner. She was a syndicated sitcom actress. She had a blog, folks, a lifestyle blog, The Tig. In no world did the monarchy see her coming. And that's why she's so fantastic. I look at the pictures of them and I see Meghan Markle and Prince Harry together. And aside from the fact that she's just so beautiful and so lovely to look at and so poised and her style is so on point, you have this very, very clear sense that she is choosing him and he is choosing her. There's nothing arranged here. There's nothing, there's no trade. I mean, he's never going to be king. He's so far away from the throne. And the absence of that pressure has really allowed him to go out and to live a life that was a little bit naughty and a little bit scandalous, but he got to make his own choices. He got to make his own mistakes. And in the end, he got to choose his own person. And when you see them together, they just look so happy and so in love. And for Americans who don't have a monarchy to now be able to kind of stake some level of claim to be able to say she's not just their princess in a lot of ways, she's very much ours too. I think it's fantastic. And then you see her this morning in that white coat, and I'm wondering if it's a fashion story. Like, I'm wondering if this is premeditated that she had the white wrap coat when they announced their engagement. And then she had the white coat and the white hat today. I'm interested in seeing whether or not white and ivory comes up again and again as we lead up to the royal wedding, which is now 68 days away. So that's super exciting for me because, as a lover of all things weddings, I am so excited. I will have some predictions coming up about her dress. I'll have a couple of things that I think we may and may not see, a couple of things that I'm really hoping to see, and we will discuss all of those in future podcasts. In the meantime, so here's a little information. Nobody knows that I'm doing this. So right now I am talking literally just to talk, and I'm building up kind of a reserve of these podcasts just so that I can practice and get better. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to kind of push them all out, and I will see what you guys think then. But in the meantime, this has been great fun. I'm having a blast. I hope that when you find me, that you listen and that you love it. And if there's anything you ever need, I am at www.andreaepolitoevents.com. That's AndreaEpolitoEvents.com. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great Monday.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.